Well, welcome, everybody. Hey, today is an amazing day. This is going to be an amazing show. I'm so glad you're with me today. Today is a day that we're going to be discussing a big topic, and it's actually a huge topic. But before I get to that, I want to ask you something. Are you in a place where things have kind of feel like a little chaotic for you? You feel like you're wondering what is going to happen with our country, our economy, maybe your own personal family life? Well, you're not alone. A lot of people are feeling that way, which is why I'm doing this show. So let me ask you something. Wouldn't you agree that there seems to be more points of view in the world than there are stars in the sky? Everyone seems to have a point of view as to what they like, what they don't like, who they trust, who they don't trust, what's healthy, what's not healthy, what's right, what's wrong. It goes on and on, doesn't it? Well, I don't think we need more points of view. What do you think? I think we need more truth, wisdom, and love. We'll be right back. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing a huge topic, how to get to the truth. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back. Okay, today we're calling this show The Courage to Awaken Truth. Wow, big subject, right? Truth? There's so many types of truth that we hear out there. Let me go over a few of them. There's convenient truth, right? What's convenient in the moment? There's rationalized truth. Well, it may or may not be true, but I'm going to rationalize it, and therefore it'll become truth. There's also empirical truth, right? That's truth based on evidence, research, reason. Not a lot of that out there right now. There's objective truth, right, which relies basically on our perceptions. And, of course, there's subjective truth. That's just what we believe is true. Doesn't necessarily make it true, but a lot of people think their point of view or their subjective truth is truth. Then there's also moral truth. You know, that's relates to and kind of relative to traditions and convictions or practices of groups or people's way of kind of showing up in those groups. Then there's relative truth, and relative truth is interesting. Some say that all truth is relative and there is no objective reality, that truth is discoverable. I kind of like that point of view. Truth is discoverable. Well, how do we discover truth? That's an interesting question. Let me get back to it. Then there's also what we call universal truths. And these are truths that seem to apply to everything and everybody all the time. You know, it's considered there's some certain universal truths in the physical universe. But I'm not sure there's universal truths. Sometimes universal truths, I think, seem to tap into moral truths of what we think is right or wrong or we judge is right or wrong. But is there really universal truth? Well, maybe there is. You know, it comes back down to all truth really comes from where? Where did it come from? Did we just make it up? Things are just true? Or is there something within ourselves that we can tune into to really find the truth, right? I call that realized truth. That is truth that you've realized through experiences in your life and or tuned into this thing we call our higher consciousness or our wisdom or our wisdom self or our soul. I don't care what you call it, but it's that place where you tune into and you get the answers. You know, it's the still small voice. All of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, that's the way to go. For me personally, I met my wife, Judy, a few decades ago. When we were first together, she would say, go right. And I would say, we'd be driving down the freeway. She'd say, go right. And I said, no, I've been that way. It's a lot slower. We'll go left. We turned left, and sure enough, there'd be a traffic jam. We did this several times. We repeated this many times together. And she didn't have any logic for turn right or turn left. She would just tell me to go that way. And so eventually I started paying attention to her because she had something developed in her that I didn't. I was running on logical truth, and she was running on intuition, intuitive truth. Some people call it gut level truth, right? You know, you have something in your gut. Well, let me tell you, that intuitive truth, which we'll use today, is wisdom. And it's something we all have. But if you look in the world and you realize that there's a lot of people that are making really poor choices, maybe you're one of them. I've sure made a few of them along the way, right? If that's you, though, wouldn't you like to have choices that you make 100% of the time that are the right choice? They may not be the most popular choice. They may not be a choice that your friends and neighbors agree with, but it will be the choice that will lead you to grow yourself, to evolve yourself, to become the best version of yourself. And when we're the best version of ourselves, we're always in service to others. And you always are creating wealth and abundance and joy and happiness in your life because that's the best version of yourself. So wouldn't you like to kind of tune into that? Well, I want you to get there. And there's basically three ways to awaken that intuitive truth within you. The first is trial and error. Well, I've done a lot of trial and error, and it works. You know, you might experience a lot of pain along the way. You might, you know, I can remember learning to ride a bike and falling off a few times, and trial and error, and eventually it works. There's also what we call teaching through wise teachers. But wise teachers, well, you can watch a video, you can tune into an audio, you can go to a lecture. You can find people that have realized truth within themselves. And you know, how do you know if they're realized truth? You feel it. That intuitive part of yourself says, that's right. That's the right thing. You might be experiencing that right now. Or you might be saying, no, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But if you do that, you might miss the biggest gift that you'll ever receive, which is the gift of discernment, which is really what we're talking about today on this show. So stay with me, because truth is a big subject. But again, you can realize it for yourself. So number one, trial and error. Number two is learning from others. And number three, this is the key. This is the key to the kingdom of happiness and wealth and joy and love, compassion, wisdom, understanding, making great choices. Number three is that key. What is that key? It's called stillness. Leonardo da Vinci told us way back when, one of the greatest inventors of our time, isolation is the price of greatness. Paramahansa Yogananda, one of the greatest spiritual leaders of our time, came in 1924 from India here. He's the first realized sage from India to actually live here in the United States. He wrote a book called Autobiography of a Yogi. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to pick it up. But what was going on with him is he said that stillness is the price of greatness. I thought, that's interesting. Stillness. That is the key, isn't it? We have to learn how to go, not only to learn how to meditate, there's about 1,000 different meditations out there, but what's the meditation that teaches you and takes you to the intuitive part of yourself? Well, it's stillness meditation. And I'm going to explore that a lot deeper when we come back with my first guest, and my only guest today is Deborah Ponyman. Wait till you hear her story and wait till you hear the rest of what we're talking about here, because today is all about you finding that inner truth. I'll be right back. Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, we're back. We're talking about how to awaken the truth within you. And I'm so excited. My guest today is Deborah Pony. And Deborah, welcome. I'm so glad to have you.
And I am so glad to be here. Can I just tell you that you have the best graphic animation in your intros and your outros? I'm just mesmerized by it. It is so superb.
Thank you so much. I have a really amazing man. I'd like to give a shout out to him. His name is Lauren Michaels. He's out of LA. He works with the top in the business, and I'm blessed to have him in my life. So he's a great guy. Well, let me do a formal introduction to you, Deborah. You know, Deborah Ponyman is a best-selling author. She's the founder of Yes to Success Seminars and has shared her system, now used by hundreds of thousands around the world, to live lives of not only success, but abundance. And there's another piece to that. There's true happiness and there is deep inner fulfillment. And I'm so glad that's who you are, because you know what that's all about is truth that we're talking about. Let me also just mention, Deborah, to my audience that you've appeared in print around the country. You've been on TV shows, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, and on shows coast to coast, Good Morning America, and Good Morning New England, Chicago Today, and Mid Morning LA, just to name a few. It's great to have you today.
Well, it's great to be here today with you. I just love your new book that's coming out. I love that it's a day. I know we're not here to talk about your book, but The Courage to Change Everything, but that it's a daily thing. I heard about it months ago, but I didn't realize it was daily steps that people can take, which is so brilliant. Congratulations. I can't wait till it comes out.
You know, thank you so much for that. You know, it's one thing to go to listen to a radio show or go to a workshop or read a book. And it's another thing to practice every single day what we need to. I actually took my own medicine. I wrote the book and, you know, it was coming out last year, but because of everything, I postponed it. But I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. So every day this year, I have read the guidance in the book and wrote answered the questions, and everything has changed as a result of that. It's amazing.
I can tell you, I can so relate to that because I've been teaching my Yes to Success seminars for 40 years. And one day I thought, but I've never taken it. I teach it, but I've never actually been in the audience and taken it. So I decided that I was actually going to sit down and have the audience experience, and it changed my life. So I have the same experience.
You get it, right? It's like, oh my God. You know, it's like, what's that old saying? You know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear and the teacher will be taught, right? Well, the teacher appeared to write the book. Now he's teaching me.
Absolutely. Very funny.
Funny, man. Well, listen, let's talk about you a little bit and where you got started. Yeah, I'd like my audience to get to know you. Let's just talk. What happened for you to get into the personal development, personal growth, and spiritual development that you're into today?
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a Cliff's Notes version, although it was Cliff's Notes when we used it. I think it's called Sparks Notes now, or maybe it's called Internet.
Okay. Sparks.
But I'll give you the short version. So I became a teacher of meditation when I was eight. Well, actually, I started meditating when I was 18. I went to teacher training the next year, became a teacher of transcendental meditation way back in the 70s. And then I worked full time for the TM movement, and I taught over 1,000 people. It was the boom days of the TM organization. I was an administrator at Maharishi International University. And then what happened was that one day I woke up and I was broke because it was a nonprofit. And I realized that woman does not live by mantra alone, and I better make some money. So I thought, okay, where do people have a lot of money? Because I was living in a meditation community in Fairfield, Iowa. And I thought, Los Angeles, that's where they make a lot of money. So I picked myself up and I moved to Los Angeles. I started selling investments. I was a dismal failure. But, you know, more often than not, the reason we think we're doing something is not really what God's plan is for us. So I'm trying to sell these investments, not doing very well. Somebody invites me to the Learning Center, and the guy at the Learning Center is talking about the law of attraction. This was 1980. And I'm like, oh my goodness, your thoughts can create your reality. He said, we're like tuning forks. And he said, a B flat cannot bring in an F sharp. And if you're always talking about, you know, how poor you are and you'll never get out of debt and the economy, this, you are never going to vibrate in prosperity. Well, of course, this was 40 years, 30 some years before The Secret. And every cell in my body said, this is what you should be teaching. So I did what any intelligent person would do. I went, quit my job the next day. I was no kind of hero because I had not yet sold one investment. And I started studying the great masters like Napoleon Hill and Wallace Wattles and Florence Finn. And I used the principles that I learned from them to within a few short years create an international presence with my Yes to Success seminar.
A lot. And you know what I found, you know, everybody, you know, I've watched so many people, you know, apply the principles correctly and actually generate wealth. And I was also watched tens of thousands of others that have applied principles, but they didn't apply them right. And they didn't get there. Some of them got stop start, probably, you know, they start generating wealth and they stop. And others, you know, just didn't do it. Well, what's the difference? Why did you succeed where others didn't?
Well, I'll tell you some of the principles that I live by that I learned from the great masters. One is that an idea comes to you because you're supposed to be manifesting it. I really believe that the creator looks down, needs something manifested on the planet at a certain time and says, okay, Ken should be teaching about courage. Deborah should be teaching about success. You know, Janet Atwood should teach about passion. Or, you know, so-and-so should start a massage therapy school and so-and-so should start selling luxury real estate. And the idea comes to us at the time where we have all of the support from the laws of nature. But the problem is that we do two things wrong. And I'll tell you what they are. Number one, as soon as we have the idea, we start telling everybody about our idea. And what happens is that the discouragement committee shows up and they tell you all the reasons why your idea is not going to work. So before that little seed has a chance to sprout, it's already gotten crushed by the discouragement committee. I say what is sacred should be kept secret. Your precious idea that you want to manifest, it's like, don't expose the seed to the sun. It has to stay warm inside while it germinates. So what is sacred should be kept secret. Don't tell everybody. You're going to run into the discouragement committee. Let the steam build up in the kettle and then it'll burst forth in your idea. So I didn't tell a soul. And I think that's one of the reasons, because then when I did decide I was ready, oh, and don't wait until you think you're ready. You know that. You never think you're ready. We live in a relative universe. There are always going to be loose ends. I had every excuse in the book not to be successful. I was a woman in my 20s. I was broke. I was driving a beat up Chevy Bel Air that my aunt had left me when she died. My only degree was from Maharishi International University, and I was going to go out and tell people how to be successful. However, I knew the idea came to me because I was supposed to manifest it. That's what the master told me. So you know what I did? I took a step from which there is no turning back.
Listen, I gotta go to a quick break. And, you know, I think just when you, what you're resonating with really resonates what you're talking about, resonates with me in so many ways, because it's the truth and it's exactly what I've done to create success. So hope you're listening. We'll be right back.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
To make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage and put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
You know, I'm really happy you're with me today, and a lot of you are letting us know through your Facebook comments and subscriptions on YouTube that you really like what we're doing. So I want to thank all of you for letting us be in your homes and listening to us. I try to bring you the top guests in the world so that you can really transform anything that's going on in your life. This is a time where a lot of people are in hopelessness and they're worrying, they're concerned, they're in fear. No need for that. What we need to do is tune into ourselves. So I just want to thank you for that. And if you'd like to get more information on our shows, you can go to voicesofcourage.us. You can join our insiders group, or you can, of course, subscribe on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever we are. We're all over the place. So I hope you'll check us out. All right. My guest today is Deborah Koniman. And Deborah has taught students around the world her formulas for success. And I was reading her bio here, and one of the things it says here is Deborah feels her greatest accomplishment is not just that she's helped so many live their dreams, but that they can now look in the mirror and truly love the person they see. Man, that says it all, Deborah. So many are just, they don't like what they see in the mirror. They don't like who they are. And how do you do that? How do people transform? Well, I know, before I get to that question, let's finish your thought on manifesting your own, you know, your dreams. But I think it's all tied together, because if you're not feeling good about yourself, you're not generating your dreams.
Yeah. And that's exactly true, because a lot of people, as I said, an idea comes to you because you're the one that's supposed to manifest it on the planet at this time. And when we do manifest our dreams, we feel good about it and we're happy and we have some success. And when we have that experience that we don't, because we make up some excuse like, oh, little old me, I'm the one that's supposed to do that thing. I'm the one that's supposed to start that seminar company. I'm the one that's supposed to write that book. Yeah, You are. The idea came to you and the world needs you. The world isn't in great shape right now. And it doesn't need you to pretend, oh, little old me, that humility mask. Just take it off because it's really not attractive. And underneath it is Superman or Wonder Woman.
The humility mask. I love that. Yes. Okay, let's rip that off today, everyone. I think that's a good idea.
No, it's just on to protect your ego in case you might fail. And if you just are really clear that there's no such thing as failure, it's just, okay, won't do it that way next time. Now let's move ahead again. But what we have to do is, hey, here's the thing. When that inner voice leads you in a direction, and this is how you become able to look into the mirror and love who you see. When that inner voice tells you the direction to go, you need to trust it. The reason we don't trust what our soul is telling us to do is because we're going into unknown territory and it's easier to be safe. But no one promised any of us that life would be easy. And when you overcome the big challenges, the big obstacles, when you do the brave thing, that's when the greatest growth takes place. And that's what we came here for. It doesn't really have to do with outcomes. It has to do with growth. And when we grow, and I'll tell you one other thing, Ken. When you are just inside your safe zone, you know, your, what do they call this? Your comfort zone.
Comfort zone.
Right. And you're challenged to do something outside your comfort zone. Usually it's not a big deal, but what happens is you do it. Now your comfort zone is this big. And then you're challenged again. And it's like, that was not that hard. And
so don't you think we need to learn how to be uncomfortable? What do I want to say? We want to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
And it's just momentary. And you know, we each have our challenges, some around money, some about around relationships. There's a concept in Kabbalah, which is the Jewish mystical text called the Tikkun, T-I-K-K-U-N, which means repair. What did you come into this earth to repair? What were your challenges in this life? For me, it's asking for what I want, you know, speaking up, not wanting to be intrusive. And every time I do it, I always say, not only do the arms of the angels catch me on the other side, but I become stronger and braver. So what is your tikkun? What is your challenge? And all I say is, just remember when you were a little kid, Ken, and you were afraid to jump off the high dive and you went to the edge and you looked down and then you went back and then finally you just ran and held your nose and it wasn't that big of a deal. Face your tikkun, because that's what we came here for, to overcome the scary things and find out they weren't all that scary.
And actually, jumping off the high dive was very thrilling going down. And you know, the thing is, you know, when I landed in the pool, I realized I hadn't died. And I think that's the point here.
That is exactly the point. That is so brilliant, because we're so afraid, like, to say, to ask for that raise or to fire an employee. Or so. It's like we're so afraid. And then when we do it, we realize, as you say, we didn't die, and now we're stronger for it.
And we're stronger for it. You know, there's a lot of people that are wondering. In my first segment, I talked about the truth and getting to the truth, not the relative truth and the moral truth, but the actual truth for themselves, the inner wisdom, the wise self-truth. You, in 2014, had a near-death experience. So I want to talk to you what you learned, because you went into higher realms of consciousness, no doubt. What's the truth, baby? What is that all about, Deborah?
Okay, well, actually, and I have another. I'm going to tell you another experience I had, which even showed me the truth even more profoundly. And then I'll tell you about the near death. But very quickly, when I was 13 years old, I had my first experience, and I'll tell you what it was. I was 13. I was in the eighth grade. I was one of the cool girls. All the cool girls hung out on a certain picnic bench during recess. And we had a club, and it was the dream of every other eighth grade girl to be in our club. I was a cool girl, but I wasn't a mean girl. One day, two of the other girls in the club brought somebody over to our table. Her name was Lori. And they said, Lori, we decided that you could be in our club. And her eyes lit up like we had given her $1 million, even more so, to be in our club. And then they said, oh, come on, we're just kidding. We would never let you be in our club. And I was sitting there and I was horrified as I was observing this. I had no part of it. But what I saw, I had my first actual spiritual experience. And what I saw was that the pain they inflicted on Lori, I actually for a few moments saw the world as an interconnection, like a matrix. And I saw that her pain went out and it actually touched every corner in creation. It was an actual bona fide spiritual experience. And I saw that her pain went back and affected those people who had inflicted on her a thousandfold. And I remember at 13 years old saying, I will never in my life ever knowingly hurt another human being.
Wow. I love that. That's a great story that, you know, we're all connected. And, you know, that has to do with, you know, what a lot of the teachers have taught us. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, there's cause and effect. Call it karma, call it whatever you want. It is there and it is real. And I think a lot of us have experienced it in our life, consciously or unconsciously. Listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Let's take a deeper dive into the truth when we do get back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs. Well, welcome back. Today we're talking about the Courage to Awaken Truth. My guest is Deborah Poneman, and she is a mentor to the mentors. Deborah's students have used her formulas to become entrepreneurs. They've become best-selling authors. They've become millionaires and billionaires. Deborah, I'm so glad to ask you this question. What's the truth about success? What is the truth about being successful? How do we get there?
Well, the truth about success is that it's not what you think it is. You know, for so long, people think that success is having the big house and the nice car and the fat portfolio and the corner office. It's so not. And I don't need to tell your audience that. They know, because you could have the beautiful house, but if you don't love yourself on the inside, if you don't have that inner silence, and it's not that we don't want those outer things, but if you have a beautiful, big, fancy house and you don't have that inner silence or that self-love, you walk into that new house and it's like a Hollywood movie set. There's nothing on the other side. It's not going to make you happy.
Well, there's also another piece to that, isn't there? I mean, you know, there's a lot of different types of diseases. I mean, it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual diseases that are created when you are just chasing money, let's say. Is that accurate?
Yes, of course. But the greatest disease is hating yourself. And I think that that's why we see so many people who are millionaires and billionaires and big rock stars and movie stars taking their own lives, because they had this false belief that this outer success was going to take away the inner pain. But the things that are going to take away the inner pain are living in your truth, living in integrity. I'll give you an example. Okay. Because right now it's very timely. Standing up for social injustice, even if you lose friends, you know, instead of compromising your values and sacrifice. I see so many of my friends in the transformational world. They don't want to talk about Black Lives Matter because what if they insult somebody? And I'm like, what if? So you are sacrificing the impact that share that your platform can have, and because you want to protect your database, and then you think you deserve to call yourself a transformational leader or world changer. What's going to happen is that, yeah, maybe you'll keep your database, but you won't love yourself. You won't be able to look in the mirror. It doesn't take courage to be silent. It's not convenient to speak up, but truth is never convenient. But when you live your truth, that's when you'll be able to look in the mirror and love yourself. And that's when you could say, I am a success. Don't cast about worrying about what other people think about you. The truth is, they're not even thinking about you. They're too busy thinking about what other people think about them to think about you. Right? And yet we twist ourselves into a pretzel so that people are going to like us. And they're not even, they don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a saying that I tell people. You know, I say, you know, change yourself first before you go out and try to change the world. Now, sometimes it works together. Okay. I'll grant you. But I think that a lot of times people are just following the herd and not really truly tuning into themselves and deciding, you know, look, if you like Black Lives Matter or don't like it, it really doesn't matter. Find the truth about what Black Lives Matter is all about, and do you support it or not? Who are you as a relationship to Black Lives Matter? If you're somebody that, wow, this is really important to me, my community, and what's going on, then you're the person that needs to go out there and talk about it. If you're the person that says, I don't align with this, this isn't for me, then find out what you do align with and go speak about that. I think that's what you're saying.
You're absolutely right. And that's the thing. It's not that everybody has to align with Black Lives Matter. But if you do, and then you're not willing to speak up because, oh, what if somebody opts out of your mailing list? Really? I mean, right. Really, is that who you are about? Is that true success is living in alignment with who you really are? And I think that it has to do with courage, too. When I think of the word courage, and I love your work, when I think of the word courage, I think that the basis of courage is trust, and trust that the universe has your back. Because if you do what is really in your heart, if you speak your truth, if you act in integrity, you don't think you're going to be rewarded by the universe. You know, you think you're in control. Oh, I'm going to control my database. No, there's a higher power that's controlling your success. And the way you're going to be successful is living your truth, it's not saying one thing and then doing something else. When your inner and outer matches, and I'll tell you another reason why you want your inner and outer to match, and that is your kids. Your children are watching you. And have you noticed, Ken? I know you have children. I think you have three.
I do. I have three daughters and a whole bunch of grandchildren, 10 of them to be exact.
Oh my goodness. And you know, 10, and you know that these kids coming in right now, they are so perceptive. And I'll tell you, the greatest moment of my entire life was when somebody said to Daniel, oh, it must have been good living with your mom and her teaching you all these success principles, because my son's very successful. And he said, actually, my mother never told me a success principle. I just watched the way she lived her life.
Wow.
And that was, I could have died happy at that moment. But that's the thing. This generation, our kids, our grandkids, if we say one thing and we are the other, they see.
Well, you know, let me, you know, I think a lot of people are afraid to speak their truth. And I remember I was on watching a TV one day, and this was a few years back, and Hillary Clinton came on. And at the time, she was asked, what does she do with all the public criticism? And she said, I don't pay attention. And Madonna came on the next show, and they asked her the same question. What do you do with all the negativity? She says, I don't focus on that. I focus on all the good and what people are saying is good about me. I could care less about what the negativity is. So I think there's a piece of that for everybody.
And I think that is a perfect segue. If you want to know about my near-death experience, I don't know if we have time before the next.
I do. I want to hear about that. But you know what? I got to take another quick break, man. This is flying by today. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. And I want to hear about that near-death experience and what we learned from the truth about what you learned that we might be able to all learn from as a result of that.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage and put in the code courage to get 20% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Listen, if you are enjoying the insights and the inspiration on the Voices of Courage show, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, I want to give a shout out to a couple of my networks that are really helping us to get this word out and around the world. So I want to thank UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Podopolis, E360 TV, Flix TV, Las Vegas TV. All of these networks are dedicated to empowering you, the amazing soul that you are, to really take your life to the next level. So I hope you'll check them all out. And I hope you'll continue to listen to us and let your friends and neighbors know about us. That's how we grow. If you want more truth, courage, and wisdom in the world, have them tune into this show. That's what we're delivering. All righty, back to my guest. Today I have Deborah Ponyman. Deborah is a best-selling author, founder of the Yes to Success Seminars, who have inspired and changed hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Deborah, it's great to have you in the show here. Our final segment. Wow, you know, we're diving. Okay, let's dive into that 2014 experience.
Okay, so what happened was that I got the flu. Not that exciting, but actually, whenever I feel like a kind of a little illness coming on, I just take a golden seal, echinacea, whatever, electrolytes, and it's gone. I never get sick. But this time I did all those things and I didn't feel better the next day. And as a matter of fact, I was worse. And then the next day I was worse and the next day I was worse. And by, this was on a Monday, by Saturday, I was lying in bed and I thought, I could die here. I was living alone and I thought I could die and nobody would know. So I did what any intelligent person would do. I called my local healer and I said, can you heal me? And he said, I'll work on you, but you have to promise you do exactly what I tell you to do. And I said, what is that? And he said, call 911 immediately. So actually he had to call 911. I couldn't even open my eyes at that point. The paramedics came. They had to actually break down my door to get in. They break the lock. And they said, which hospital do you want to go to? And I said, a hospital that was 11 minutes away. They said, we don't have time to get you there. And they put me in the ambulance. I don't remember this, but they took me to a hospital that was around the corner, about 3 minutes away. I do remember going into the emergency room and, or, you know, and they're hooking me up to like every machine possible to try to save my life. My blood pressure was like 56 over 20 something. And it turned out I had two bacteria in my blood. I had just come back from a developing country and I had an advanced sepsis. You have about 50% chance of living when you have one bacteria. I had two. So I'm lying on the gurney and I feel myself dying and I feel myself going, I'm in this place between life and death. And when my eyes are closed, I could see what's going on in the room. When my eyes are open, I could see what's going on in the room. But when my eyes are closed, I could see that everything in the room is guided by this magnificent radiant light. And I also could see that there were no mistakes. You know this expression, there are no mistakes in the universe? I saw it. I even saw it that one of the nurses kind of fumbled an IV bag and dropped it. And everybody shot her these dagger glances. But I saw that when she put her head down, she moved her head away from one of the monitors and somebody made an adjustment that saved my life. But then what happened was that my husband had arrived, or my former husband. We were separated at the time, but of course we were still wonderful friends. And he came in and it didn't look like I was going to live. And I looked over at him and I saw this tear going down his cheek. And then I saw a nurse come over to him. This is really important. Put her hand on his shoulder and say, don't worry, she's going to be fine. There was no reason for her to say that. It did not look good. But I saw that when she said the words, she's going to be fine, I saw that they were accompanied by this light. Because remember, I was in a place between life and death. She's going to be fine. It was like a sparkly light, almost like a My Little Pony rainbow. It went out of her, the words went out of her mouth and into my body. She's going to be fine. And it strengthened. It gave strength to every cell in my body. I'm like, oh my goodness, your word does create your reality. It's true what I've been teaching people for 30 some years. Then the doctor comes in. He looks at all the monitors. He says in this incredibly gruff voice, get her blood pressure up or we're going to lose her. And when he said, we're going to lose her, I saw the words accompanied by this like brown gray gunk. And it even had a smell. It smelled like a swamp. It went out of his mouth into my body and took every ounce of my strength away. And I said to the creator at that moment, to the God of my understanding, I said, please let me live, because number one, I will never again say anything that I don't want to happen. I will never say, oh, my son saw this, my daughter saw this, because I saw that, as Catherine Ponder says, your word is your wand. I saw that your word is your wand. I saw the power of words and thoughts too, because thoughts are even more powerful than words, just like the atom is more powerful than a molecule. And I also made a promise that if I lived, I would tell this story so that people start watching their words, because you do have control over even life and death by the power of your words.
Wow. You know, that's such a powerful story. And I grew up, I listened to poets. I listened to Simon and Bunkle and Bob Dylan. And I listened to, you know, I read poetry a lot, and, you know, and then I eventually started to read spiritual books that really resonated with me. What really resonated was what you just said. It was the words, because see, the words matter. And the, you know, what's happened so much in this generation is the words stop mattering to a lot of us. But I just love this message. Words matter, and words create your realities, what you said. So true. You got to see it. I hope my audience is really listening to that. So, you know, we're almost out of time, but how do we practice words matter? How do, you know, so many people are just programmed with all this negativity. How do you teach them to change that up, Deborah?
Well, I'll tell you, some of my principles that I teach, people say, oh, that's so simplistic. I don't care if it's simplistic. It works. And you know our dear mutual friend, Marcy Shymoff, who when she first started out was actually my personal assistant. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that. But yeah, Marcy's speaking at Women's Wisdom. I just want to give a quick plug. Women's Wisdom this coming Thursday. People can register at womenswisdom.net. Go ahead.
And she will be fantastic. She will rock the house, as she always does. And the reason I mentioned Marcy is that this is her favorite thing that I teach out of my, you know, 2.5-day seminar. And that is, when you hear yourself saying something that you don't want to manifest, like, oh, my son is so lazy. My son is not lazy, but oh, my son is so lazy. Know that that is affecting him, and say, cancel, and think of something good to say. Oh, that's so Pollyanna. I don't care if it's Pollyanna. It works. And so what you do is you just say cancel. You just a stop word, stop. And then you say what you do want to happen, because your word is your wand. Your word is creating your reality. It's so simple. And then you create a habit of it. And then what happens is you spontaneously see the good. You don't even spontaneously see the bad anymore. And there is an ancient, well, he's only 100 years old, a guy named Emmett Fox. He wrote a book called The 7-Day Mental Diet, a little pamphlet, 7-Day Mental Diet. You can get it on Amazon. And he tells you how to, for 7 days, no negativity. And that's how you break the habit for the rest of your life.
I did that exercise for the audience. I've never spoke about it. It took me 1 year to complete 7 consecutive days of no negativity. And what happened for the next 3 days after that is I was transformed into a virtual reality world where everything was brighter than it's ever been before. There was peace, harmony, love, and joy in every aspect of my life. I've never experienced anything like that, but that's the power of words. That's what we're talking about. Deborah, we're out of time, man. I love this. I hope you'll come back and join me again. We just started that. This is the tip of the iceberg. What you got coming up? You got the miracle work coming up. What's going on?
Well, I have so many things coming up that I don't even know where to begin.
You only got 30 seconds. So give me what you got.
I won't tell you. Other than go to yestosuccess.com. I teach my Yes to Success seminar. I teach a seminar called Ageless about how turning back the hands of time. I teach, but you know what? Go on yestosuccess.com. Get my free ebook. It's my 5 most powerful principles of creating a life of true success. That's a great place to start.
I love it, man. Thank you again for being on the show. This show has been enriched by your presence, and I personally have been enriched. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, that brings us to a close of this show. And I want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in. You can order my latest book at couragetochange.us. Also, I have a event coming up, a summit coming up on January 16th. You'll be able to go to couragetochange.us the next few days to be able to register for that. And I also encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm always interested in what you have to say. If you have some information you'd like to get to us, send it to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Until next time, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.